This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. and Israeli intelligence agency heads met in Qatar's prime minister, Doha, Tuesday. That's according to a source to discuss the next phase of a potential deal and the ongoing ceasefire.
12 more hostages were released by Hamas on Tuesday in their ongoing ceasefire with Israeli forces. Israel's military confirmed that 10 Israeli citizens and 2 foreign nationals were on its territory. 30 Palestinian prisoners were released by Israel in exchange. A source has told Reuters that the heads of the CIA and Israeli intelligence met with Qatar's prime minister in Doha over what was described as the next phase of a potential deal. Egyptian officials were also present.
That's Reuters' Trevor Coral reporting. Ukraine seems to be struggling to bolster its army as the war against Russia invaders drags toward the 2-year mark, meaning a little reprieve for some of those already in service. Reuters' Lauren Anthony.
When Antonina Danilovich's husband, Alexander, enlisted in the Ukrainian army in March 2022, he lined up at the draft office alongside swathes of patriotic countrymen. She says those crowds are now non-existent. Danilovich and 25,000 others signed a petition to President Volodymyr Zelensky this autumn. They say military service cannot remain open-ended and insist troops be given a clear timeline for when they'll be discharged. The campaign has included 2 small protests in Kiev's main square in recent weeks, despite martial law prohibiting public demonstrations since the start of the war.
That is Reuters' Lauren Anthony.